All right, we'll keep it here. Steve Chasman, you know him well, ladies and gentlemen, does a great job. The executive director of the Long Island Council, Alcoholism and Drug Dependency. We got a lot of stuff in the news regarding opioids and everything else. And we welcome Steve back to the program. Sir, I hope you're doing well. Thanks for coming on. You know, the settlement, the divvying out of the funds, you and I discussed this about a week ago. Listen, it should be more considering the lives lost, considering the haphazard way of doing business, pills and whatnot. They have created this mess. They didn't give a darn about it, Steve. You know that. The greed takes over, the avaricious nature of it all. It's all about the dollar, and that's what happened here. Thus, to me, a drop in the bucket. Sir, your take.
Well, you know, like we talked about last week, first off, thank you for having us on and keeping the opioid crisis front and center, Jay. And to County Executive Pallone and County Executive Curran, Attorney General Letitia James, I mean, they did their job. They filed their suit some time ago, and we did see some fruition yesterday with some of the settlement money. We're looking at $1.1 billion over many years, but for a lot of us advocates and treatment professionals that have been screaming from the rooftop around education and prevention in every school, access to treatment on demand, support services for people in recovery because addiction is a chronic illness, we're hopeful that these monies will begin to put an infrastructure for programming, can focus on solutions for the mess that was created, and there were many contributing factors, beginning with certain U.S. pharmaceutical companies, and as you said, really dark, nefarious practices and flooding our market with lethal opioids and convincing prescribers that they weren't addictive, which was just incorrect, miscommunication. So, again, a difficult day yesterday for a lot of families. We talked early in the week or last week about 2020 being the most devastating year for overdose in American history. 93,000 Americans. Now, I'm not a big sports fan, Jay, but someone told me that fills Giant Stadium. And if you times that by family members that are forever changed by the loss of loved ones, we have quite a bit of work to do, but we hope that when Nassar and Suffolk get $115 million each, that this will begin to set up programming to begin the healing and engage and treat people who continue to struggle with not only opioids, but with substance use disorder.
I even referenced it to the L.A. Coliseum, Memorial Coliseum out there. We all know that venue. That holds about 100,000. And when you think about the deaths as compared to the previous, what, 93 compared to 72, it gives you an idea. Now, listen, pandemic and everything else, we get it, but my goodness. And, Steve, you're right. You know, these dollars have to be put to good use. And mainly, you know, I'm looking in the educational sense because you and I have spoken over the years, and I have always felt they haven't done enough in the schools. You know, I want to see some billboards. You know, Nancy Reagan, just say no. I didn't see a lot of that, you know. They really have to drive it home. There's no excuse now. You got dollars. Put it into a campaign, a marketing campaign. I want to see billboards up there. Schools have to be the focal point, in my estimate. You got a lot of young kids here. Okay, we know where it starts and everything else. You've got to drive that point home, you know. You have to, Steve.
Absolutely. And, you know, the biggest obstacle, and I could say this because, you know, like I've been around the tables with our partners in government, the biggest obstacle of the last 10 years has been funding, both federal, state, and county. And obviously COVID devastated us all on many levels, but fiscally as well. So, you know, as far as we're concerned, this is dollars to correct the wrongs that were perpetrated against our communities, against society and the country at large by pharmaceutical companies. And we have a lot of work to do, but it's time to get down to solutions, causes and conditions, and, you know, you and I were devastated, as the rest of our communities were, when last year, well, 2 years ago, in 2019, it was 72,000. So if we were looking at the data, Jay, I mean, I say this respectfully because LICAD is in the trenches every day helping individuals and families, but we're losing this battle if we looked at the data over the last few years. So, you know, it is an opportunity to have a significant amount of funding and really take a look at how we treat this chronic illness called substance use disorder. You know, you could talk to the Centers for Disease Control, the National Institute of Drug Abuse. Epidemiology is the same for any illness. Education and prevention, because substance use disorder is potentially preventable. for those afflicted with the illness, and this illness is opioid dependence, access to treatment on demand, not 14 days inpatient. Insurance companies need to allot adequate time. There was a time early in my career, 28 days with standard. That's been cut in half over the years. And, of course, this is not an acute illness. It's not one and done when you go to treatment, 14 days. It's a chronic illness that requires relapse prevention, family support, ongoing support, recovery support services, and LICAD's one of many agencies that want to provide this service, and it needs to be expanded, and hopefully these monies will help for that infrastructure so we can begin to mop up the mess that was caused over the last 15 years. So the disease has a 15-year head start on us, Jay, but you know LICAD, we're only interested in solutions. We're not a doom and gloom agency, and there is a solution because there's 30 million people living in long-term recovery from substance use disorder. People and families do get better. We're hoping these monies help.
87 million folks, that's what you're looking at as far as what NASA will receive. Suffolk, somewhere between, 87 and $106 million. So let's make sure this money goes to good use. Now, as far as the ongoing stuff, one might be wondering, well, how will it affect that? You still have the trial on the way as far as Central Islip is concerned. You got some big players there, Steve, big distributor as well. So, that's going to be of interest, and all eyes upon that as far as what goes on there. It's very important stuff there. What do you see coming out of this? There's more of a price to be paid here. That's what I'm looking at here.
Well, again, we have great partners in Executive Ballone and Executive Kern, and they had the hindsight to say, hey, there's accountability. There's a justice issue here. When you talk about how the opioid crisis has lives lost, of course, and as Executive Ballone said, it won't bring the lives back over 15 years, but you have to look at job productivity. You have to look at law enforcement dollars. You have to look at people that are in and out of hospitals and emergency departments, being housed in correctional facilities as untreated substance users. So the economic, devastation around this, let alone the human toll, which is, first and paramount. The ripples at the far end of this pond have been devastating in every facet of the community. And let's not forget about all the people that, got lost in the opioid crisis and somehow their dreams didn't materialize. And they're trying their best just to stay sober one day at a time, which is possible, but there's a lot of rebuilding, getting people affordable housing, getting people vocational and academic training so they can meet their dreams. That's really what recovery is all about. It's not just your physical and mental well-being. It's your academic and vocational. It's your relationships. It's been my experience that people in recovery are overachievers. Once they get well, they go on to do great things. They're highly motivated, intelligent people, and we all know someone. So, we have to also turn the corner on the stigma around this disease. How do diabetes or heart disease? Do we blame the individual for eating sugar or high-fat foods? Or do we accept that human beings are fallible and people do get better? So we need to also work on the stigma around this illness. And there were contributing factors, Jay, from pharmaceutical companies to prescribers to pharmacies. And we hope that these monies will begin the healing process of correcting the wrongs that were inflicted on individuals, families, and our communities.
Right. Correlation is there, duly noted. But, scripts aren't written for Pop-Tarts haphazardly, whereas they are as far as Oxy is concerned. So Oxy can kill, Pop-Tarts can't, but eat a lot of it. I guess it could do some damage, no question. But certainly something to keep an eye on. Be interesting as far as the ongoing stuff, with this jury and obviously big news of the settlement, how they're going to kind of separate it. Come on. But in essence, it's good to see this. And I like what Jerry Gargiulo, who's the state Supreme Court judge in the case, and telling the jury, some of the defendants, not to speculate or why or let anything influence them. So good stuff there. We'll keep an eye on this. And we will have you back, my friend. But a good day. A good day for all. It's a new beginning. And at least, there's some retribution and not just a slap on the wrist here. And hopefully changing the course of many in years to come. That's what you look at with all this stuff. But we'll keep an eye on it. Steve Chasman, the fine executive director of Long Island Counts Alcoholism Drug Dependency. Steve, thanks so much. We'll have you on again soon.
Thank you, Jay, and for informing your listeners. Good day.